Back now with Day to Day, as we've been reporting, the House of Representatives has killed the $700 billion financial bailout. Stocks plummeted on Wall Street even before the vote on the House floor, and that vote was 205 for, 228 against. One of those voting against was Lloyd Doggett. He's a House Democrat from Texas, and he's here now. Congressman, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much.
Now, you broke with your party here. Why did you vote against it?
Well, I listened to my constituents and to my own thinking that now is not the time to call on people across the country to bail out Wall Street. I thought that this was very much like the Iraq War, like the Patriot Act, like several other things in Congress that have been fueled by really by fear and have hinged on haste. This was really one idea about how to address this problem to the exclusion of all others.
So you didn't feel a sense of urgency to get it done now?
I think there is a sense of urgency to act. But the more I heard our ideas for alternatives rejected and the insistence that it was only one way to approach this problem, I concluded that these folks might not feel it is really believe that it is urgent as they say it is, because they were unwilling to consider the ideas of any but a select few.
Well, we saw the reaction on Wall Street, stocks falling sharply, and we had news today of another bank failure, Wachovia. What if your inaction today prompts more failures?
Well, for one thing, I think that the market was down before this vote was ever taken. There has been a slight decline since then. I don't think that's unexpected given all of the comments that have been made by the administration about the importance of the plan. But I think there's some other steps that Congress could take beginning today, such as passing a resolution calling on the administration to use powers that it already possesses to raise the limits on FDIC-insured accounts at all the nation's banks, to review the accounting rules that apply to some of these securities, and to explore whether some of the approaches used during the savings and loan debacle back in the 80s with certificates of net worth might well solve this problem and prevent a freezing up of the markets. Beyond that, I think Congress needs to stay in town and continue to work on alternative proposals that won't place all the burden on the taxpayer as this one did.
Now, what do you say to people who were for the proposal and say that people who voted against it, such as yourself, are doing it purely out of political expediency because they're facing re-election?
Well, I would suggest that those folks didn't listen very carefully as we raised our concerns beginning last Monday night right through this morning. They have expanded the length of the bill, but it's still basically the same three pages of powers of what Secretary Paulson would do, and they simply have added 100 pages of things that he could do in addition to that. They gave him too much unbridled discretion and did not take adequate steps to protect the taxpayer from having to pay for bailing out the entire world. I believe that we can consider other legislation that's more narrowly tailored to meet the needs without placing all the burden on the people. I think it's better to talk about the merits of the alternative plans rather than to argue the politics.
Congressman Lloyd Doggett is a U.S. representative, a Democratic congressman from Texas. He voted against the massive $700 billion economic bailout proposal. Thank you, Congressman.
Thank you so much.